Hello, I'm Dr. Gerald Chodak from Medscape. This week's video is prompted by a recent meeting I had with a previous mentor, Dr. Harry Schoenberg, during which we talked about ways in which medicine has changed, and not necessarily for the better. Many patients see physicians in different ways, with increasing mistrust and concern that it's business first and patient care second. So he wrote an article that was published in the 1996 Bulletin of the American College of Surgeons, during which he raised some of these concerns, and I want to relay them to you. First of all, when patients are scheduled for a new visit, or for any visit, how long are they asked to wait? Clearly, running a tight schedule is something that is a must these days. But is it reasonable to have patients wait 30 to 60 minutes? And if they do have to wait, is an explanation given to them to lessen their concern or lessen their anxiety? When you're meeting with the patient, are you talking to them in ways that's easy to understand using words they understand or using medical jargon, which is certainly confusing? Do you talk about all the treatment options that are open to them, even if you don't offer them? And do you offer them a second opinion with other doctors who can do the treatments that you don't do? Certainly, it's reasonable to explain why certain treatments are not good or some are better than others. But withholding that information because you don't offer it certainly is not being completely forthright with them. If you're going to order tests, how long do you make them wait before the results are available? We know that a biopsy is ready in 24 to 48 hours, x-rays are done the same day or the next day, and blood tests don't take very long either. But patients are asked to wait much longer, and I doubt any of you viewers would ever wait the time that it takes to get these results to them. It's simply unacceptable, and it shows a disrespect. Now, many patients may want to come in and talk to you, but you can give them the information and then offer them the opportunity to come in and discuss the results further. At least they're not kept waiting to get this information. If you see patients in the hospital, do you talk to them directly or do you talk to family members and ignore the patient? Do you sit down and make eye contact, or is it a much more distracted communication? These two are reflections of a lack of respect that we have toward our patients. If you are going to be away, do you tell patients ahead of time before you do a treatment or a procedure? If you schedule surgery, do you allow patients the opportunity to reschedule knowing that you're going to be away for a few weeks and be unavailable? And lastly, what about availability? In my practice, I gave patients my cell phone number. If I couldn't talk to them, then I would not answer it immediately and call back. But this idea of having answering services or people on call or having to go through residents first just seems to imply that we're more important than they are. The number of patients over the years who I found that bothered me with phone calls, I could count on one hand. People don't want to bother their doctor unless there's something wrong. They're either frightened or something isn't working. And rather than having my colleague take care of a patient I operated on today, I think I should take care of that because I want to know what's wrong and I want to have a chance to decide if it's important, do I need to do something about it? I don't want to trust it to someone else. I don't understand why so many doctors are so ready to pass that out. We just don't get bothered all that much. So, in summary, we really have, I think, a problem with mutual respect. We don't treat our patients the way we expect them to treat us. And that conveys this image of business first and patient care being lower on the priority list. I welcome your comments and ask you to think about ways in which these things are being done in your own practice.